Susan Southard walks 10 miles a week without taking her eyes off a computer screen.
The maximum speed is 2 miles, so I do the maximum.
Every day at 12 noon, Southard uses a treadmill desk for an hour at her office in El Dorado Hills. She adjusts the height of the desk, turns on the fan, and starts walking.
I've lost weight over the last couple years, about 40 pounds. And that's really without changing my eating habits.
The mileage she puts in on her walking work desk has helped her shed the pounds. She likes being able to work normally at her keyboard while getting a workout.
My doctor told me that I've gone from morbidly obese to just obese now.
Southard says she has more energy. She also has more money in her bank account. Her employer is the health insurer Blue Shield of California. It offers an average 18% discount on health premiums to employees who meet specific health goals. Bryce Williams of Blue Shield says treadmill desks are just one aspect of the company's workplace fitness and healthy eating initiatives.
The traditional model has been exercise 20 to 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 days a week, et cetera, et cetera. And we've been trying that for 20 to 30 years.
Williams says anybody who is inclined to follow that regimen would have already done it.
What it really means is I have to come in early, go home late, skip my lunch, miss my kid's ball game. And if that's what we're up against, we always lose.
Blue Shield of California says its in-house health program may have brought millions of dollars in savings for the company and its employees.
When we started this, about 1 in 4 of our employees was hypertensive with documented high blood pressure, which is a pretty damning indictment of a healthcare organization, right? And now that number is 1 in 10.
The California health insurer is not the only large employer to join the workplace wellness trend.
As healthcare costs have steeply increased over the last decade or so, employers have really struggled with what to do.
Tom Perry of the Integrated Benefits Institute says for a while, employers responded to rising health costs by changing coverage to shift costs to employees.
But I think eventually employers have come to realize that the only real way to improve the economic burden of healthcare is to improve health.
But the impact of workplace wellness programs is questioned and controversial. Perry says it's hard to know how many California workplaces use the programs, and there's wide variation in what they look like. And he says it's also difficult to measure if they effectively reduce health costs.
You know, I think the evidence is spotty. There's evidence in some cases that shows it works. There's evidence in other cases that shows, well, I'm not so sure.
Critics of the trend are also concerned about fairness. They say workplace wellness programs may just be a way to shift health expenses onto people whose circumstances make it harder to be healthy. Democratic State Senator Bill Monning offered a bill this year that would have prohibited financial penalties.
For the 20-something young person, let's say a single young man who's every day punches out at 5 and goes to the gym, he may be in a very different position than a young mother with 3 kids who's maybe working part-time and has to take a bus after work to pick up children at daycare. They're not on a level playing field.
Monning and others say these programs are likely to flourish under the new federal health law. He says he supports the idea, but workplace wellness programs should reward participation, not force people to pay more if they have a pre-existing condition.
And these are good objectives. We just don't think they should be linked to premium payment penalty for those who aren't able to achieve those health outcomes.
Blue Shield of California says its employees can also get discounts for participation and programs like weight loss. They can also get a discount with a doctor's note excusing them. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.